Ed Sheeran is taking some heat this week after referencing stereotypes while talking about how he once questioned his sexuality. I have a definite feminine side, to the point when I was a kid, I thought I was gay for a bit, the singer said during an appearance on the Man 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 podcast. I definitely had a big feminine side. I love musical theater, I love pop music, I love Britney Spears. My masculine side probably stops at drinking beer and watching football. I am not a hugely masculine person anyway. I'm not a car guy, I like nice cars, but I'm not a car guy. On social media, people were quick to clap back. Being a gay man has nothing to do with one's degree of femininity or masculinity. It's just about same-sex attraction. Stereotype much, Ed Sheeran? Tweeted author Philip Crawford Jr. Another tweet read, I love musical theater, pop music, Britney Spears, and Ed Sheeran's latest bad habits. I'm also a gay man with zero feminine side. Stop believing myths. Some of the butchiest men are gay, while some of the most feminine men are straight. I know this because they fool me so often. Others are defending Ed Sheeran, pointing out that when he was young, people genuinely thought these were signs of being gay. One person tweeted, Ed Sheeran saying he questioned his sexuality because he liked and perceived effeminate things isn't homophobia / prejudice. 20 plus years ago, the fact that you were a guy and didn't like football was enough for people to assume you were gay. Times were different then. Thank you so much for watching this episode of The Filter. Let us know your thoughts on this story down below, and don't forget to subscribe for more videos just like this.